goodness. Episode we're back. 19.
This episode.
Jesus. This episode is literally brought to you by, like, a ton of caffeine and the emergency Kinder Bueno.
If you haven't had a Kinder Bueno.
Bro, what are you doing?
By the way, we're not sponsored, but, like, Kinder, but, like, if you please, want to sponsor us, please, that'd be great.
All the Kinder Buenos.
Oh, man. It is also brought to you by Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate. I think I've had, like, 4 coffees today before this. Like, we're going through it. This week is like a week.
On sugar and caffeine. It's a Wednesday. Happy hump day, my dudes.
It feels like it is Wednesday, my dudes.
It's Wednesday, my dudes. Well, y'all will be listening to this on Friday, but yeah, whatever. Right now it's Wednesday.
It's the vibe.
It's the vibe. Oh my God, you guys.
We're back.
We have a guest on our show today.
We do. I'm so excited.
We had the, like, most fun with this interview.
I thought it was so much fun. Yeah. So this was yesterday. Today's Wednesday. You guys are listening Friday.
Yes.
It's a process.
Just in case you were curious about the timeline.
Just stick with it. Bear with us. We're here.
Shall I say the name now?
No.
Okay, no.
Sorry. I know he's going to listen to this, so, like, I'm sorry.
We're teasing you.
We gotta have some words about the fucking Western final.
Yes.
Real quick. Oh. It won't take long, but my God.
Wow.
What the fuck just happened?
I think it was... Was it the last episode or maybe 2 episodes ago?
Yeah.
I have no recollection. How crazy would it be if Oilers got swept?
You jackass.
I fully said it. I remember saying it.
Saying it.
I fully said it.
Wow.
And it happened, you guys. It happened.
You know.
Avalanche swept the Oilers completely under the rug.
Of all things, I just really didn't expect to see Connor McDavid just...
Swept?
Swept literally out. Be completely, like, left on his ass.
Yeah. Okay, but also can we talk about how Evander Kane got suspended for the very last game?
Not fucking surprising.
I don't think I've ever whooped louder in my life. Woo! I was so excited.
That is literally poetic justice.
Poetic.
But divine intervention.
The fact that it happened because he sent Kadri into the boards, though,
yeah,
I was pissed. I saw the video of what happened.
It was bad.
That was so
I saw it as bad. It happened. It was
one,
rough.
One game suspension, I think, was not enough.
I had 3 minimum.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Got a 5-minute major.
Yeah.
Right? Shocking. And then, okay, the fact that it was only a 5-minute major, I was like, okay, but where was the 10?
Get his ass off.
Get him out. Where was the ejection?
Give him the gate. Get him out.
Get out of here. No, none of that.
Literally.
And then Kadri ended up having to get surgery.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Like, honestly, I feel like really bad that they are going to continue because they have to go into the fucking final without it. As much as I fucking hate Avalanche, all right?
Yeah, Kadri...
They have to go into the final without him.
I know. Well, hopefully. They say
it's
like,
usually a thumb surgery is like 4 to 6.
Yeah.
A finger is normally 4 to 6. Yeah. So that's shocking to me. Like, that's kind of fucked up.
I know.
Dude, Kane knew what the fuck he was doing, all right? You can't fix him. I'm not sorry for saying that. You can't just... No.
I'm just annoyed because I feel like Kadri has gone through enough in this playoff series.
God bless him.
Where I'm like, really, like, he just can't catch a break.
No.
And of course, now he's not going to be able to play in the final. You know,
which is what every fucking player dreams of.
You made it this far, and then to just have it all be taken away because someone sent you into the board.
That's so fucked up, man.
That's so fucked.
Oh, I'd be so fired up.
I'm pissed on his behalf.
Yeah.
And that just adds fuel to my hatred of Kane.
As if we needed more.
I know I don't.
It's just a growing tally. It's like me and my list of, like, Canadian grievances.
Yeah, I have a list going of grievances against Kane, and right now this is at the top of the list.
It's just the most recent.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's so fucked.
It's really fucked up.
But something that actually got me about this series was fucking Leon Draisaitl. He got the shit kicked out of him.
Okay.
The entire series. The entire time. The dude was, like, literally putting his life on the line. I actually felt bad. I don't give 2 fucks about the Oilers. I'm not going to lie to you.
No.
But, oh, my God.
A dry saddle?
It was... Dude. Don't have to tell me twice. Bro, come on.
I think we all know.
I think we all know.
I think we're all in agreement.
# playoff beard. So.
But, yeah, no.
That was rough to see. I felt so bad.
Just... kick him while he's down.
Literally, I think one of these games, I saw him go down the tunnel, I think, twice. And then, like, he just kept coming back. And I was like, wow, you're like a cockroach that won't die, but in a good way.
Yeah, but, like, I guess go you.
But, like, oh, my God, someone else help him because your team is falling apart and it's just yeah. you single-handedly trying to drag them out.
Yeah. I mean, he really was giving it
his
all.
He was doing the most.
Yeah. I would fully agree with that.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad watching. Also, pray for Ben because, like, is he okay? How is he feeling?
Ben. Oh, the kid.
Yes, Ben. My heart hurts. Stelter,
thank you. I almost said Steltzman, and that's not correct.
I thought you were going to say Stelzer, and I was like, that was middle school religion yeah, teacher, no, and that man haunts me.
No, Ben Stelter. Okay, yes. did you see he made, like, a video?
I know. Bardown made a compilation for him, and I was like, my heart so absolutely sweet. Melted. I love him.
Massive Oilers fan.
I don't care who wins the cup. Let him hold it.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Let him hold it.
He really deserves the MVP trophy of the season.
He really does.
For being just the
Connor
cutest
McDavid
little,
who? Give it to Ben.
The cutest little Oilers fan to ever exist. How old is he?
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Seven
or something like that?
I want to say seven, but I could be totally wrong.
Well, anyways, shout out to you, Ben.
We love you.
We love you. Yeah. Okay, so
Does that wrap up our thoughts here?
That's Western Final. Avalanche
Eastern is still fucking going.
Eastern is still, oh my gosh.
I'm starting to sweat. Like, well, it's getting good.
I know. So here's the thing is that now that we've recorded this, we mentioned the game in our interview.
Yesterday. Yes.
So this hadn't happened yet, but
this
now,
was before game four. Yes. Right. Last night was game four.
Now the series is tied 2-2.
Oh.
Which I was not expecting, honest to God.
And I wasn't expecting either.
You know my thoughts.
Totally give a fuck. No offense.
I have been saying this whole time, anyone but Tampa. But honestly, like, I'm not really tied to the Rangers. So, like, majorly.
I am. So, yeah. Like.
I don't hate them. I like them.
You're just
them.
Impartial.
I'm so impartial to them.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
I feel like once I drag your ass to a Rangers game at some point, you'll be totally on board.
Probably.
But I get
like,
it.
I like them.
Yeah.
But, like, in this,
well,
I'm like.
How can you not like them?
Exactly.
Know?
I'm like,
they're
how can I not?
They're great.
You know,
they're like America's team.
We watched the Lundqvist, you know, retirement, all of that stuff.
Was
so exciting, all of that. So I do like the Rangers.
Yes.
But in this, I'm
like. You respect them.
I respect them. It's a healthy respect. With this, though, I will be 100% honest. I thought they were going to take game four, Rangers.
Me too.
I was like, oh, this is going to the Rangers. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just feel it.
You just feel the comeback.
I was like, I feel it. It was at that point, I was like, it's 2-1. I feel like they could take this.
Yeah.
And then they have one more game. That's just preventing them from the cup. That's awesome. The fact that Tampa got it, I just don't.
It hurts. From what I saw, they took some unnecessary penalties.
Yeah.
Which I'll be way upfront about it. I said it yesterday. To our guest, I was like, I cannot watch the game tonight. So please God let the Rangers win. Like, I couldn't watch it. So I saw clips while I was walking through the I'll be honest, I was at a casino. But
I
had a reason. But
We're in Vegas.
I was at a casino, but I promised I had a reason.
They
had it on the TVs.
Literally.
And I saw clips, bits and pieces.
Literally the other night at Saturday, which I think was Oilers and Avalanche still.
It was one of those fucking
literally,
days.
I was sitting at a restaurant in a casino watching
really?
The game. Yes.
I didn't know that. I was at fucking Buffalo Wild Wings.
I was at MGM. I was at MGM sitting
Why
at one of the
MGM?
For the Jonas Brothers apartment.
Name drop, you dumb bitch.
Let me just drop that in the pod. That was unintentional, but yeah, I was at a record.
I forgot that was that day.
I
yes.
did too.
The thing is, I knew that.
But
sorry.
Literally, we sat down at this restaurant, and right where we sat down at the bar was Oilers and Avalanche.
Oh, perf.
And I completely forgot about everything else that was going on around me. I was
yeah.
with a friend. And honest to God, was ignoring him the whole time.
You're like, and Jonas Brothers who?
I was like, honestly, I don't really give a fuck. Joe, Kevin, Nick. Anyways, Oilers and Avalanche.
Anyways, Connor McDavid.
I was like, Avalanche just scored. Woohoo.
Yikes.
But yeah, so we're in Vegas. We're going to be walking through casinos and games are going to be on.
Honestly,
so.
All the time. But
back
so
to you.
So we tried to set it up on the phone while we were at dinner. And then the stream kept cutting off.
Yeah.
And it was rough. So we were just, like, living on a prayer there for a minute. And it didn't fucking work. I was so sad because we were going into the show we were going to, and that's when the game ended. And I was just heartbroken. At least we got one. Like, before I checked that, we sat down for the show right before the lights went out. I checked it, and it was the final. But, like, 10 minutes before that or something, I checked it, and it was still, like, 3-2.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. but
that was what, last night?
Yeah,
4-1.
Yeah, Panarin got the only one on the power play, which thank God there was one.
It was a shutout.
No, thank God. That's what I get so worked up about. Is like, if like, please let us have one.
Yeah, like just let's get something.
Just one, please.
Just get something.
It makes
in the
you
net.
Feel a little bit better, you know.
They definitely could use a little bit more in terms of like scoring, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
Which is weird because honestly, the Rangers have that depth.
I know. That's why I'm like.
So I was really, really surprised.
Yeah. I think they're going to take it back, though.
They're coming back
to
New York.
They're going back to New York.
Thank
so
God.
I feel like.
Garden's
going to
work
time.
Its magic.
They're definitely strongest at home.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I mean, who isn't really? But like they're strongest
but
at
even,
home.
But even like watching them play that way in the Garden is fucking unmatched. Yeah. So like it's going to be so great on all fronts. I have a good feeling.
Definitely.
I really do. I think it'll be great.
I really do have a strong feeling that it's going to be Rangers and Avalanche in the final.
Oh, God, is it going to be good?
Nerve-wracking.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
But I'm very excited to see that. And if, honest to God, if Tampa goes in again,
we're not talking about
it. I won't talk
about
it.
We're not bringing it up.
I just,
no,
I
we're
won't
not putting
talk about
it out there.
If it's Avalanche and Tampa, I, honest to God.
I just said we're not putting it out there.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
No.
Exactly. There you
not
go.
Not happening. Rangers.
Rangers.
Let's go.
And so, speaking of Rangers.
Wow. Talk about a segue. Okay, you guys.
I'm so excited.
Our guest this week. I think you should say it.
Oh, my God.
You should say
it. I totally should. Okay, I've been making this joke since he agreed to come on. We officially have two Averys and a Carson.
Woo-hoo! That, in case you didn't notice, that's the name of the
episode. We have two Averys and a Carson.
Two Averys and a Carson.
We have Avery Zaretsky from Barstool Sports. And yes. Literally known as the Rangers guy.
Per Wayne Gretzky.
Literally from fucking Wayne Gretzky.
Greatest hockey player to have ever existed.
Honestly. So.
Has dubbed this person.
Yeah.
Avery Zaretsky.
The Rangers guy.
The Rangers guy.
And we got him.
And we got him on
we
the podcast.
We got him.
He was so sweet.
He's such a cutie.
Yeah, he's adorable.
I love him.
We had a great time.
Avery, if you're listening, we love you.
And.
You're probably going to listen, so.
We hopefully we'll have him back.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
He's totally open to it, and I'm so fucking happy
if the
about
Rangers,
that. I have no idea.
Like we said, okay, I'm not even going to say with. If. When the Rangers go to the final. Not come. When the Rangers not come to the final. Go to the final. That's not the wording.
I'm sorry. That was
when
so good.
When the Rangers go to the final. Jesus Christ. Then he agreed to come back onto the pod, which would be so fun. No. Avery just left. Avery just slid the emergency Kinder Bueno over to me.
I was like, bitch, I think you need it.
Oh, Jesus. He agreed to come back on the pod, which was super sweet.
I love it.
Yeah.
We love him.
We just had a great time chatting with him about, like, you know, Rangers.
Literally everything Rangers.
Yeah, pretty much everything Rangers.
Yeah.
We'll mention this in the interview as well, but if you have ever seen the photo of Rangers winning the 94 Stanley Cup.
Yep.
His grandfather and father,
yes.
And I believe uncle, he said as well,
yeah.
Are in the background of that photo.
Holding this one of the most famous signs, like, in sports.
Yeah, that says, now I can die in peace.
Yep.
So if you've seen that photo, then this is
it's
Rangers fan legacy.
Son slash grandson.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is Rangers legacy, basically. So,
I love it.
Without further ado, here is our interview with Avery Zaretsky.
Woohoo! Okay, hi. So we want to welcome Avery Zaretsky from Barstool Sports. Welcome.
We've got two Averys and a Carson on the podcast today.
I literally am so excited.
Yeah, we do. It's a great name.
It is. Oh my
it's
gosh.
It's a good one.
I've
happy
been
to have you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Hockey Girls.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. This is, I always like whenever someone asks me to do a podcast, I'll say, yes, doesn't matter who, I don't care.
Oh, I kind of love that.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. You know, I just like, I feel like I had a podcast in college, a Rangers podcast, and I invited everybody and some people said no, some people said yes. And I felt like, well, if it was me, I'd probably always say yes. So now I've made it a pact that I will always say yes to people.
Oh,
I love that. Honestly, I was worried you would say no.
No.
Say no to Avery. You can't say no to Avery.
I know. We have the same name, so you kind of had to.
Yeah, absolutely. I would never say no to another Avery. It's like a pact pact. It's like a blood bond we have.
It is. Look at us. We're already best friends. We just started.
A namesake bond.
Yeah.
Well, yep. The other thing that you guys have in common, you guys are Rangers fans. Like, hella Rangers fans.
Oh, yeah. Love that. You more so than me, but we'll get into that in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Okay. So we found you through Spit and Chicklets, of course. But you also have a podcast, or you produce a podcast, excuse me, called Macro Dosing. Wow, I can't read. And 51 Strokes. So how did you get from like those two pods to Spit and Chicklets, if that's the flow of how it went?
Yeah. So when I started at Barstool, I didn't do much for Chicklets, but I was like helping out a little bit. I was helping out with Grinnelli whenever he needed help. And then I met Caleb, who was doing the whole 51 Strokes thing. And I started with him. It went a little bit. It went for about a year. It actually just ended, so I don't do that podcast anymore. But I met PFT Commenter, who started Macrodosing a little around when our radio deal was ending. I think it was in like October. I don't remember the exact month, but anyways, we started on that. He wanted me to be the producer, so I did that. And then I just started doing stuff, camera work for the Foreplay podcast, the golf podcast. And they saw that I was able to do video stuff. And then when they would go on trips, they would need an extra video guy, so they would bring me. And then they just realized that I was like this crazy psychotic Ranger and that they kind of needed to promote, especially now that they're good. If the Rangers weren't good, you probably wouldn't have even heard who I was. And so I owe it all to the team. But now it's been pretty fun being on board with those guys, especially when I get a chance to chirp them when the Rangers keep winning. So it's good.
I love that. Oh, yeah. So one thing that actually caught everyone's attention lately, of course, was all the playoff bets that you guys have going on.
It's crazy.
How on earth did you come up with like Biz would wear your jersey or you would get thrown into the Hudson? Like, I would never have offered that. I don't know what you were thinking. How did that happen?
Yeah, it's fun. So I guess they just like Biz must have just thrown it out there on the podcast. They're like, well, if the Rangers lose with Louis Domingue that Avery should be thrown the Hudson River. It was just like a hypothetical statement that he was just like, it was so bad, like something's bad should happen to him if that happens. And I was like, all right, like content is content. I guess I'll do it. Probably take 30 years off my life, but if the Rangers lost in the first round, what does it matter? You know? So I was like, I'll do it. I was like, I'll do it, but you gotta get something your way. So when the Rangers were down, I originally offered the jersey and he said no. And then the Rangers were down 2-1 and we were at the Hoboken house. And I was like, wait, like the bet's really not even that bad for him. Like it's way worse for me. Just like call him and just tell him he has to do it. So he called him on the stream and basically we forced Biz into saying yes. And then the Rangers won 3 straight and won the series. So that was fun.
Oh my gosh.
I had
so much fun.
Yeah.
I love that it was just Biz's idea. He's just like, no, yeah, we'll just throw him.
But then he wouldn't follow through.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I would never.
Yeah.
Like I was definitely more worried.
Yeah.
I heard that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, but I guess it ended up good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It ended in your favor. That's for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the best things happen. You don't really think and you kind of just say yes and go with the flow. I think that's like my whole trajectory at Barstool. I've just said yes to pretty much everything. And that's how it's kind of gotten me to where I am now.
I kind of love that.
Good.
Yeah. But also, speaking of bets, I'm sure you saw at the Oilers game. What day was it?
Sunday?
Saturday.
Sunday or Saturday.
One of those days. Biz shaved the top of his head.
Yep.
Yikes. Would you rather, I have to ask, would you rather have that haircut or like actually jump in the Hudson like willingly?
That's a good question. It takes a long time to grow hair that I have now. God, I think I'd do the haircut. The Hudson's really bad. The Hudson's
gross. Yeah, the Hudson's bad. I would rather do a haircut than jump in the Hudson.
Yeah, so I could take like
a three. Bad haircut. Don't tell Biz. It's such a bad haircut. He's taking it like a champ. Oh my God.
It's so weird because for some reason he like rocks it somehow, but like
I know
it's if it were to happen to me, I would just have to go into hiding for 3 months. But if there was a video of me getting thrown in the Hudson River, I don't think people would like want to talk to me, you know.
You would like never recover.
Yeah, it'd be like infinite quarantine. Like people would just like not want to. I'd be like radioactive. No one would want to be around me.
Forget COVID. It's the Hudson.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't want to. Got nothing that, on no the way.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, something that we think is actually really cool, and I didn't know this about you at first because I found you through Spit and Chicklets first. I had no idea about this, but you're literally a legacy Rangers fan. Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that. I don't know about me, but yeah, absolutely, sure.
Yeah. It seems like it. It seems like that's an appropriate kind of title because it was. Correct me if this is wrong, but it was your father and your grandfather who had the like one of the most famous signs now ever. It says what does it say? Now I can die in peace. When Rangers won the cup in 94.
Yep. So my grandpa's had season tickets since 1973. So next year will be 50 years for him. So I mean he had been watching the Rangers his entire life. He kind of fell in love with hockey, and like the season tickets was like the step up for him. And then when he had my dad and my uncle, they're twins. They fell in love with the Rangers, and it was like it's like the family thing. And they waited obviously all that time until 94. And then it happened that they couldn't think of anything else, but just like, how they could finally, like, after all this waiting, especially for my grandpa who'd been watching the team much longer, how he could finally just like die in peace that they won. So they made the sign, my grandfather, my uncle, and my dad, and they were just like, you know, if it happens, we're gonna hold the sign up. And they didn't think much of it. Like, they held the sign up, and like people were obviously the iconic picture with Nick Kyprios holding the cup, and them in the background. It was in Sports Illustrated the next day.
That's
they didn't think anything of it. So they just they had Canucks Gardens. The game ended. They went and partied with the team and they left the sign there, not knowing what it was. And then they go home. They didn't even go home. They went straight to work. So they partied all night and they went straight to work. They get a call the next day from the Hockey Hall of Fame asking like where the sign is, like they want it, and they just couldn't find it. Like it's gone.
My God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That's actually nuts. Really sad.
The fact that they went to work.
Yeah, I know.
That's the part that gets me. I'm like, they just were like, I feel right, like anyways, you've done that. I have.
Exactly. Yeah. It sucks what happened, but at the same time, it's just like, it's like they never would have known. But now it's like, yeah, I guess you can say that there's a legacy behind it. Like all the guys from the 94 team know them and they're friends with them. Stefan Matteau is a really good friend of ours now because of it. Just the whole team rallied around it. We ran into Nick Kyprios. So if you go on my Twitter, you'll see it. In that picture, he's holding the cup and it's the sign. And the first thing he did when he found out it was my dad and my grandpa, he hugged both of them. He was like, this is like blood almost. Like this is something that we have together ever. So it was a really cool moment. Cool to see, and it meant a lot to my dad and grandpa, so it was awesome.
Oh, I'm sure. I love that so much.
I mean, and the good thing is that picture lives on. The sign may be gone, but the picture lives on, so that's something.
Yeah,
exactly.
And how crazy is it to like know that and see that kind of make that picture like resurface now, especially now that the Rangers are in the Eastern Final and now you're there watching it? Do you think you might have to remake the sign if they make the final?
So in 2014, there was a lot of press about it because it was exactly 20 years since it happened. They were on NBC. They were my dad, grandpa, and uncle were on NBC. They were all over local news, everything. And like there was the hype building up that it could happen again. And we were thinking about it, but the moment just has to be right. Like we don't want to think about it and overthink it and put something out. it'll kind of have to be spur of the moment, just like they thought of. They made signs all the time, but this is the one that kind of hit. And we don't want to force it, but we'll see. I mean, listen, they still got to get through Tampa. We'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. So I think it's really cool. You've also officially been dubbed the Rangers guy by Wayne Gretzky himself. So, like, tell us about that. What was that whole interaction like? Like, are you a fan of the nickname? I mean, I saw it in your Twitter bio, so it seems like you're a fan of the nickname, but walk us through that a little bit.
Absolutely, I'm a fan of the nickname. Anytime, like, the greatest hockey player of all time dubs you whatever, you just got to take it and accept it, whether it's good or bad. It was an awesome moment. We knew going in, they were interviewing Gretzky, and we showed up, and he was just the nicest guy ever. I keep telling people, like, they say don't meet your heroes. Like, he's the exact opposite of that. He's just the nicest guy in the world. And we hung out with him for two straight nights, and it was, like, very personal, and he told us a lot of awesome stories. He just the greatest guy ever. And the fact that he was, like, willing to say to me that he wanted a picture with me, like, it meant a lot. It was really cool. And my dad was so jealous.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how did your family react to that one?
I love
your
that.
Your dad and your, oh, wow.
He was happy for me, but he was, I could tell he was upset.
So he gets to party with the cup, but you get to meet Wayne Gretzky. So there's a little bit
I'd switch that immediately. Give me the cup. It was an amazing moment, but like the cup is everything to me, you know? I didn't get to personally watch Wayne play. I don't have as much of a connection to him as my dad does. I just know him as the greatest player ever. He's a great guy, but like for this team to win a cup would mean everything to me. So, that's kind of where my mentality is at.
I love that.
We like it.
It's so true though.
I get it.
It is. So, but obviously if Rangers are in the Eastern Final, it's a huge freaking deal. Were you surprised at all to see
Massive.
So far?
For sure. I mean, the expectations weren't low, but they were also weren't this high for this year. And at a certain point when they came back and beat Pittsburgh and then they started to win against Carolina, it really became prominent that they were just like an undoubtable team. Like I couldn't sit there anymore and just be surprised. Like at this point, I wouldn't say it's expected, but it's just like, what can't they do? They've proven they can do everything that we've asked them to do. So now it's team of destiny mindset. They just got to go out and win games and do the same thing they've been doing all year. And who knows what'll happen. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think the way that they're playing right now against Tampa is like sustainable? Because I know they last game wasn't their best. They took the L, penalties.
But they are ahead in the series.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Oh my God. I almost got in a fight with someone talking about it.
No, game three was not sustainable at all. You can't let up 50 shots a game. You're just not going to win, especially taking that many penalties. Tampa's obviously back-to-back champs. They know how to score on the power play. So you give them that and they're going to beat you every time. I don't care who you have in that. Even if I think you got the best goaltender in the world in there, it doesn't really matter when they're just spurring you. So definitely not sustainable game last game. I think they played all right most of the game. They just kind of let it slip away. But Tampa wasn't going to let themselves go down 3. Mm-hmm. You know, they got some pride in them. They've done it back to back. They know what it takes. So just regroup and, I trust the team. I think they've been really resilient all year, and they've shown up when they've needed to.
Definitely, resilience for sure. They've had it all season, so
agree. That last game really, it wasn't bad necessarily, I think, but it was less than how they have been playing. So it's like you gotta take what you can. But I kind of felt like Tampa was going to pull Vasilevskiy at the last minute to try and tie it anyways. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't surprised.
Yeah.
Or not tie it, take the win.
I tweeted after the game. I said it was inevitable. I think the way they played, it was inevitable that they were going to either lose or somehow squeak it out.
Yeah.
They did not.
What are your thoughts going into today's game? Are you like a little nervous? You're a little, okay, like, I don't know. Or are you like, oh, we got this.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll always play it off cool, but I'm always nervous. I mean, once the puck drops, I'm like, you know, shaking, my heart rate probably spikes up crazy. But right now I feel pretty good. I feel, like I said, the resiliency and the faith that this team has given us, I have no reason to doubt that they're not going to come out and just dominate tonight. So I always like our chances. Like, I don't bet on the Rangers, and people always ask like if they should, and I just give them the same answer. I just say, I think they're going to win. I don't know why the light just went off in here.
I was going to say. Are you all right?
You good? Usually if you like stand up and wave, hold on. I can hear you guys. There we go. Yeah, I'm in a conference room. Sorry. Okay.
Oh, gotcha. No, I'm good. All good. But yeah, no, I think they're going to come out strong too. And Trouba yesterday took the optional practice because I think he knows he was not the best. So I think that'll really help pay off today too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be good. But
so now that Avalanche are like confirmed in the final, what do you think? Should Rangers make it to the final? Let's say hypothetically, what are your thoughts, Avalanche Rangers? What do you think?
Hate thinking far ahead, but I will answer the question.
Fair enough.
Don't stress you out.
Yeah.
No. It's not stressing me out. I mean, it's definitely something I think about in the back of my head. I don't think their goaltending's that great. I think the Rangers scoring's been a lot better recently. Mm-hmm. And if they let the Rangers get on the power play, it's going to be trouble for them. When you championships, and the Rangers have proven that they have some of the more elite versions of those in the league.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure.
Totally agree.
I'm totally like,
I'm like, knock
I'm
on wood.
So on board with the Rangers. I
don't want to jinx anything.
You don't know me, but I absolutely despise Denver.
Yeah, she really
so
does.
I'm She's not having like a good hatred. Time. I'm not having fun anymore.
I'm like,
one player wrongs you.
All right, there you go.
Yeah. We stand the Rangers in this house.
Yes, we do. Exactly. If the Rangers
make the final, whatever works.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Rangers make the final. I told everybody, I'm like, I'm coming back to New York for a game or two. I can't miss that.
Yeah.
I lived in New York for a hot minute. I went to Rangers games all the time. I miss it. So.
Have to.
Exactly. Yeah. Gotta make it happen.
Yeah. So. And. Clearly Rangers made it all this way, and it's been so exciting, like upset after upset, game seven. It's crazy. So I got to ask you one thing. Has Biz changed his mind at all about the Rangers, or is he still dead set on not liking them? Like, he's been very outspoken about it lately.
He's a big flip-flop guy. He'll say, like, he apologized for calling us Fugazis, but then he's like, I hate the team and I hate their fan base. He's like, I'm rooting against them the entire way. So it is what it is. Biz is a good friend of mine and I love him. He's like the nicest person in the world, but it's war right now. Like, I put my team first. I've known the Rangers my whole life, not Biz. So right now it's not him. It's the team right now.
Yes.
I love that.
Gotta
so
love the
much.
Loyalty.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so yep. true though. Like, Biz is like the nicest dude ever. I met him at All Stars. She got a video
from him.
No, she wasn't there, but no, nicest dude ever.
Yeah,
but
super nice.
Yeah, Rangers all the way. I completely understand the logic there.
I get him with the flip-flopping though, because I've been there.
She's totally been there. Entire round one, she's like, oh, this person made it? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, yeah. Cool. I'm like, all right, then. Cool.
Yeah, so now it's like die hard, pick a team.
Yeah.
And I think you're finally with the Rangers.
Yeah, I'm finally on the Rangers train.
We did it.
We finally made it.
Both Avery's finally dragged Carson to the Rangers.
But yeah.
That's great. Whatever works.
Exactly. So we have one last kind of like fun question for you. We always ask this of, you know, people that we bring on the podcast because we are from Vegas. Have you been to Vegas? And if you have, what's your favorite thing to do in town? But if you haven't, what's like a bucket list thing that when you come here, you're totally going to do this?
So I've been to Vegas once. I went with the Foreplay podcast. We were there very short. We went from where did we come from? I think we went from Oregon to Vegas and did a one-day shoot there. So we had one night in Vegas. And we went out and we went to the Bellagio, which is like so nice. The nicest casino ever, especially on the strip. We stayed at the M, which is a Penn casino, which is a company that owns Bar.
I live by the M.
I really like there. Yeah, the M is great. I have problems with the M. The room was really nice, and the downstairs was nice. But just being on the strip is really cool. It's definitely something everybody, I think, once in their life has to experience. I enjoyed it a lot. You just gotta go and play. You gotta go in with a mindset of how much money you're willing to lose, and then you just go there and you have a good time, or at least try to.
There you go.
We went to
next time you're here.
What's that?
Anything you'd want to do like next time you're here that you didn't do already?
We went to Nobu. I forget. I think it was in the Bellagio.
Yeah.
But we went to Nobu and there was a Monte Cristo cigar lounge in there. I wanted to do it, but I didn't have time. Yeah, that's. I'm a cigar guy, so I definitely want to try that.
I've heard about Vegas.
Yeah, I've heard about it. So definitely recommend when you come back next time you're in town, whenever that is. Gotta make
absolutely.
I love that. Oh my gosh. Well, I love talking Rangers, and she never wants to talk about the Rangers. So yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime. If the Rangers keep going and you want to have me on again, just you know where to find me.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Having her outnumbered, done.
Yeah. I know. Oh man. I guess I'm not rooting for the Avalanche in the final.
No, you're not. It has been decided.
Yeah.
So we had so much.
Definitely can't, or I won't come back on.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
He'll come back just to yell at you.
All right. I'll accept that.
That's fair perfect. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yes.
But thank you so much.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Seriously, thank you for. I'm sorry, I got a little distracted there for a moment. Thank you for being on the podcast. We so appreciate it. It's been so fun talking with you. Oh man.
Absolutely, anytime. Like I said, great time.
Wow,
Avery,
what a cutie.
Zubetsky, we love you. That was so much. Every guest that we have on, I'm like, oh, that was so fun.
It's always fun, but also he and I are twinsies.
Yeah, named twins.
And I fucking love it.
Yeah, named twins. I love it. Both Rangers fans.
It's just a vibe.
Super, super fun. We can't wait to have him back on the pod.
I know.
Hopefully we will have him back on the podcast, which is super, super fun.
I hope so.
He seems very open to it. So we hope you enjoyed that little interview, and more guests to come. Hopefully more from Avery Zaretsky to come.
For sure.
We'll see who else. But yeah,
have to wait until next season, but you know.
Yeah,
it is what it is. It happens.
We have already had 3 guests on our podcast.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of us.
Shout out the big 3.
I don't know if you knew we only had 3, but surprise, Avery.
Surprise.
Yeah. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, welcome to the super elite club.
Honestly, it really is. You get something real cool. So.
Super cool, super elite, you know, super exclusive.
I know, I love
it. Club of being on the Hockey Girls podcast.
Welcome. We're now best friends.
Yes.
There's very few of us.
Yeah, that pretty much wraps up the week.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with however the fuck this series turns out.
I know.
God help us.
Rangers and Tampa, everybody, I swear to God, you better pray. Rangers better kick Tampa out.
Oh my God.
It stresses
me out. Like, I'm sweating just like thinking about it.
Yeah. I just go home and before you go to bed, just a quick little prayer. Like, and you just know, like, what?
Hey God, remember Tampa? Get them out of here.
Get them, you know,
now.
Just, like, if you could get them out of the playoffs, that'd be great.
Great. Amen.
Greatly appreciated. Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Love what you're doing.
Love you.
Love what you've done with the place.
Keep it up with the Rangers. Yeah. Amen.
That's pretty much it. That's all we ask.
That's it.
Our loyal listeners, that's all we ask.
That's it. Pretty please. The, like, 5 of you there is.
Right. Until next week, which we're kind of going to start playing this whole podcast thing by ear.
At least until the start of next season.
Yeah. These next couple episodes, might not feature me, aka
if surprise. You
don't have my voice by now, Carson. I might not be here because yeah. I won't
might
be
not.
Here.
You're not gonna be here.
I might here is in the pod. I might I know not that. Be here on the pod because yeah. I'm not gonna but be in the country.
She so. Literally this motherfucker like quit her job. Yep. And like she's out of here on Friday. I'm gonna yeah. be alone again, which sucks. But and then like 3 days later she's fucking flying to Ireland.
Going to Europe.
I'm like, this bitch is just gonna be in Europe for like what?
A month and a half.
Month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah, I really said peace out, Las Vegas.
She was like, okay, bye, have fun. And then I was like, wait a minute.
I'm going on
it
my...
It doesn't line up with the final. Oh, fuck.
I know, that was...
We didn't think about it.
Poor timing on our part when we started this, and poor timing...
Well, it's not really our part. The fucking NHL is true. NHL. I didn't schedule it.
All of that.
Yeah.
So, it's unfortunately, we will have to play this by ear. Yes, I may have to phone in to the
She'll phone the in, she'll come on Zoom, or else we will discuss beforehand, yeah. and I'll grab someone else to...
Yeah.
Help me host it.
So, super fun, super fun stuff. Until then, subscribe, follow, whatever it is.
Rate us?
Yeah, rate us.
You dumb.
God, you dumb fuck. Wow.
On Spotify, it's follow. Follow the podcast. And I always say subscribe, and I'm like, oh, wait, but that's not what you do on
But
Spotify.
You do on, like, Apple, right?
I mean, on Apple, you subscribe. I don't know.
Same difference. Same thing. You get the picture.
I should have realized that now we're 19 episodes in. I should know this by now, the wording.
Whatever. It is what it
rate
is.
Rate us 5 stars. Pretty please. Of course. If you don't, you are getting swept like the Oilers did.
Ouch. Oh, you had it ready today, didn't you?
I totally actually came up with that just
last
now.
Last week we literally had nothing. You were like, oh, fuck.
I know.
This is good.
I actually just came up with that on the spot.
Oh, I like
I
it.
I always come up with them on the spot.
I didn't know that. Well, like actually, one time you had it literally written out on your paper, and I'm not going to lie to you, that was so nerdy.
It was hilarious. Yeah. But it was funny. So.
It was funny, but I was like, you, bitch.
So, yeah, rate us 5 stars. Follow us on our socials, of course.
Instagram, Twitter, TikTok.
We are
the @_hockeygirls.
Yes.
Don't forget the underscore.
Don't forget. If That's you want to follow important. Our personals, go for it. But like, we're not gonna ask you to do that.
But like, we're fun.
But like, we are funny. And if
we're
you want,
we have cute pictures.
If you want to keep up with my Europe travels, then for sure follow.
If you don't want to keep up with her Europe Avery. Travels, follow me yeah. and mute Carson.
Exactly. yeah, do that.
Because Lord knows, even I'm gonna get annoyed with it.
Yeah. yeah. At that point, you know what? Just block me. I don't care.
I can't. But yeah. Anyways, follow me. I'll be here. And
follow @
Yeah, we got a lot going on.
@_hockeygirls.
Yeah, we got a lot going on off-season-wise, too, once she gets back to America.
It'll be fun.
Lots going on. We're going to keep up socials during the summer, too. Not to worry about that. We're not going to release episodes.
You're right.
But we will be back for the podcast next season.
Yeah, we'll go on a little summer
We'll still
hiatus.
Be here. We'll still be, like, you know, active, just not...
There's still going to be a lot of stuff going on in the off season, just not as much. So we will
be
updating our socials as much as possible.
For sure.
Join
Lord
us again next
Lord knows this bitch is
going
to vlog in Europe.
yeah. Come on. So anyways, like us, rate us, subscribe, follow, whatever it is that you do.
All that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff. Make sure you do it.
Yeah.
Until next week, episode 20.
Woohoo.
Stay tuned.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Bye.